Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon, everyone. Tyler Cupp in for Manning Kimmel, broadcasting live in another edition of our Straight Talk program from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today is Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, and by Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today. Piedmont Medical, a community built on care. Go to find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Here with us today, two good friends of mine, and this will be a very informational show with the two Ashleys, Ashley and Ashley. Ashley Hires, the Executive Director of Counseling Services of Lancaster, and Ashley Harder, the Prevention Director of Counseling Services of Lancaster. Ladies, thank you for being here today. A lot to get to. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. Of course, New Year's is on the way, but let's start with a little bit about yourselves. When it comes to Straight Talk, we introduce the folks to the listeners. So, Ashley Harder, I'll start with you. A little bit about yourself.
I've been in Rock Hill since 1993, so I'm very anchored in this community, and I was at Keystone for 6 years as a clinician. And now, after taking an eight-year hiatus and going back to school for nursing, I'm the prevention director in Lancaster and having the best time and so glad to be back in it.
Ashley Hires, you're up.
Yes, sir. I'm Ashley Hires. I'm the executive director. And, you know, what led me to this position was just being in the field for, you know, over a decade, doing a lot of different things, seeing that there was a need for the county agencies. There was a need to help. So every chance that I got to learn something, I learned it, from finance to, you know, providing direct services to inpatient to outpatient. And then I have had the opportunity in February of still this year to become the executive director.
So both of you mentioned Keystone, and obviously similar fields. And of course, we have Hazel Pittman down in Chester County. You guys are doing similar work. So let's talk about Counseling Services of Lancaster as a organization. The mission is prevention, treatment, recovery. But when I say those three words, Ashley Hires, what does that mean?
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, every county has a county commission that serves the community in prevention, intervention, treatment, and recovery services as it evolves around substance use disorders. And so for us at Counseling Services of Lancaster, of course, we serve Lancaster County and the population. And the thing is, you know, addiction is preventable and treatable, and people can go on to live long lives in recovery. And so we try to hit every facet of that. So we focus on, you know, prevention with our prevention department that also provides some intervention services. And then we have a full gamut of treatment services, outpatient. And then we also have recovery services, because we want to be able to support individuals for as long as they need, whether it be months or years down the road. We want to provide that stable, consistent support system for any individual that may be struggling with substance use disorders.
And I know we'll jump around a little bit here, and for those listening, you may not have heard the voice of Ashley Hires, but you've certainly heard the mission and the ads that we play in all of our sports programs, as they're a partner with us, along with Prom Pledge, in the spring part of the year. And you know, I remember when we had the conversations about what type of messages we wanted to do, and when we got the folks that work for you and, you know, do the work. And these are folks that have been through the trials and tribulation and been through addiction and come out on the other end, and now they're trying to help others. They're very powerful, impactful messages. And I think those really work the most, because these are folks trying to give back and trying to really make it better for these other folks that are going through the same thing they did.
Very much so. So, you know, for someone to walk through our doors just, you know, right from the beginning is a very difficult process. And it can be very hard for someone to walk through our doors. And a lot of people just don't feel in the moment that there is hope for a recovery, for their lives to be, you know, led in recovery. Family members that have loved ones that are, you know, struggling with substance use disorder, it's hard for them to see a pathway to recovery. Even the legal system, the court system, system, you know, all the different systems that people are in, it's hard for someone to see a pathway to recovery when you're in the midst of addiction. So we have peer support specialists, other individuals that are in recovery that work at our agency to provide that hope, that example that recovery is possible. We support multiple pathways of recovery. You know, it's important. The big thing right now is overdose deaths. And for the first time in 10 years, overdose deaths have come down for, you know, 2024. They've come down more in South Carolina than a lot of other states. So we're seeing progress. So it's important to keep people alive. But we don't want to stop there, because then we want to help provide them the life of recovery. We want to give them the tools and the skills to become productive members of society, to become mothers and fathers again, to become, you know, loved family members. And so we provide recovery services, but also employ people who are in long-term recovery, including myself, which was the ultimate start to my pathway, so that we can promote and help heal not just the individual, the family unit, but also ultimately the community that we serve.
I remember at one time, one of the first conversations we had about getting you guys on the air 5 or so years ago, whatever that was, at one time Lancaster County was one of the, I guess, most drug-infused, one of the worst, I hate
yes.
to use that term,
yeah, no,
in,
that's
the,
right.
in the state, and obviously that's come down. You know, you can take credit whether you want to or not, but what do you attribute that to, not just in Lancaster County, but across the state with those deaths being down?
Well, there's several things, right? There's tools that the state gives us. And one of those tools is Narcan. That's probably the most important thing. And we, all of the county commissions, we're charged with distributing Narcan into the community and saturating the community at a certain level, because they've done the math for us. They tell us this is the amount of Narcan that you need to distribute to see those numbers start to fall. Because if we can get Narcan in the hands of just Joe Schmo, everybody out in the community, and teach them how to use it, teach them that it's easy to use, mm-hmm. teach them that they can save a life, when we're doing this, we're reducing stigma all across the board. So giving people the empowerment to be able to change a life, save a life, and it's working. So we can't sit here and say that there's less fentanyl in, you know, being distributed, and there's less people that are addicted, but we can say that there's at least a harm reduction method that's out there, and it's accessible to everybody to bring those deaths down and to at least prevent the deaths associated. Because like Ashley always says, the best treatment you can't do on someone who's dead.
Talking to you, Ashley Hires and Ashley Harder of Counseling Services of Lancaster. A couple of bullet points I want to hit here. When we talk about the county of Lancaster, you know, obviously there's only so much, you know, a radio station can do or other types of marketing can do. That's such a very unique county. We've talked about this many times, Ashley. You have Indianland at the top, which is, you know, a growing metropolis, if you will. It's kind of a half a joke. But then you go down in Buford and Kershaw and even Lancaster seem like completely different parts of the state, and yet they're in the same county. And obviously the county and school board have had their troubles in passing bonds and passing, you know, stuff for roads. But when it comes to you guys, how are you communicating that message to those areas like the Bufords, like the Kershaws? I know you're partnering with Karen Kershaw, but, you know, if you want to go into that, that'd be great. But is it just making more partnerships across the county with other organizations?
Yeah, and it's like the tale of two cities within the county, is you do have really three very different, with Indianland, the city of Lancaster, and then the more rural aspect of the Kershaw, Heath Springs, Buford area. So it's first and foremost, it's getting our name out there, letting people know who we are. And that does look different, whether it's through radio, you know, messaging or billboard messaging, creating the partnerships. you know, I'll take any meeting with anybody that wants to sit down and talk about who we are and what we do. You know, if I could shout it from the rooftops, I would. We've been in Lancaster for 50 years, but it's amazing how many people don't know, still don't know about us and the services that we provide. So back in September, we got together, we put our heads together, and we said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to really push social media. We're going to get billboards. We're going to get radio messaging. We're going to do everything we can. And then we've kind of dissected each part of the county and what works, because what works for one part doesn't necessarily work for the other part. So we've kind of adjusted as we've, you know, gotten into these communities. We've sat down, we've talked to people that live in these communities, say, you know, what works, what can we do? So one of the things with the Kershaw area and partnering with CARE, it was important because there is a huge transportation barrier. There's a huge technology barrier. And so we wanted to be in that community providing services to eliminate those barriers. So once a week, we have a counselor at CARE in Kershaw that can provide services to individuals, to families, can provide resources. And so that in itself helps not only eliminate the barriers for the people within that specific community, but it also, you know, helps us provide some stabilization to later hopefully build on things like getting a mobile unit that can provide medical services in that area. And as far as the Indian Land area, we're looking for a satellite office where we can be very centralized to such a large part of the population, because we know that you have a lot of people that are doing a lot of different things in the Indian Land area. And if we can provide that, you know, opportunity of convenience to be more in their communities to provide the services, then we feel like that will, you know, help serve that part of the community.
And when it comes to partnerships, we talked about this as recently as 2 weeks ago with Toys for Happiness, how you guys, we actually ran a story on it on our news about partnering with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Department. How often do you guys partner with them in terms of learning the trends, learning of what's happening, so you guys can, I don't know, be more prepared or just know what's coming? And I guess the communication between those two entities, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. And we're very fortunate. We have a wonderful relationship with our Sheriff's Department. And that kind of came about. We have a subcontract with them for two programs, the LEAD program, which is a law enforcement diversion program, and the COPE program, which is a comprehensive opioid program. We actually employ three case managers, but they work for the grant that the Sheriff's Department has. So we are in constant communication. We are constantly working together. And, you know, here's the thing. The Sheriff's Department, they deal with law enforcement. They want to make the community better. We deal with substance use. So they realize, as well as we realize, the value of the partnership in let us step in and help, you know, provide the services for individuals that law, you know, officers may come across that have substance use disorders, or let us help get ahead, just as we look to them to give us, you know, help get up, give us the trends. They help give us the opportunity. We actually do home visits for individuals that experience an overdose. So we go out with a law enforcement officer. So they provide, you know, that support. They're constantly stepping in to say, you know, what project can we do next? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, all our partnerships are with individuals or entities that truly want the community to be a better, safer place. And that includes, you know, providing homeless population, you know, any individual with the opportunity to have treatment services. And one thing about Counseling Services of Lancaster, because we're a county commission, we serve regardless of ability to pay. Anybody that walks through our doors, they're going to get services, you know, no matter what the situation is, and we work from there. We're fortunate enough to have state-funded, federal-funded grants that we can help to remove that financial barrier.
Just want to go back to this very briefly. You don't have to comment on it. I just wanted to say, when you guys partner with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Department, I thought that was a really impactful story, because it wasn't just folks in, I think it was Section 8 housing, you said, low-income housing, but also folks that were in recovery, on their way back on their feet, that were incarcerated, that you guys were trying to get gifts through Toys for Happiness for those families. And, I mean, that was just, I appreciate what you guys did. That was really awesome that you guys did that. Let's go to the schools. And Ashley Harder, you're up on this, because we had a lot of conversations about evolving Prom Pledge with Counseling Services Lancaster and even our other partners with Keystone and Hazel Pittman. when it comes to the schools, this is a big thing you guys are trying to implement when it comes to prevention, because the challenges and the things that kids see in high school now is very different from when the three of us were in high school. You know, it was only one or two things that we had to worry about. Now it seems like there's 20. And I'm just curious, when it comes to prevention, where does it start for you when you go into these schools and try to communicate with those kids?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to really identify, like you said, what it is we truly have to worry about, because there are so many things and the landscape is changing all the time, and there's so many new substances that are showing up in vape shops, showing up in the gas station. We don't know what they are, we don't know what they do, they're not regulated, and some of them don't even have an age limit on them, so kids have just very easy access to them, and they don't know the effects that they're going to have on them. So first I want to make sure that my research and my data is correct, so that we are focusing on the problem, the main problem, and not, you know, spreading our resources out too thin. So right now the main issue that we're having is nicotine. Notice I don't say tobacco, because kids aren't using tobacco products anymore. They're not using snuff, they're not using chewing tobacco, they're not smoking cigarettes, but because they are addicted to nicotine at a very young age, some as young as 13, it only takes one or two hits off of a nicotine device, an electronic nicotine device, to get fully addicted because of the concentration of nicotine in those devices. So those kids, data shows, they have a higher chance of switching over to traditional tobacco products later on in life. And with those traditional tobacco products, then you get the carcinogens, then you get the emphysema, you get the COPD, you get the problems that you see later in life. And that's a big issue. But with vaping currently, you get issues that people don't realize that they're going to have in their early 20s.
And can we jump into this? This is something that Ashley Heyer said, and it has stuck with me ever since she said it. I've been wanting to bring it up on the program, and you alluded to it, that there is a myth. And you both can jump in on this. A myth that vaping is, I don't know what the term would be, better than
safer,
you know? Yeah. So what? Kind of break that down for me, because obviously you guys are here to bust that myth. You know, mm-hmm. You're just like, no, that's not the case.
And the CDC says, so this is a fact, that vaping and using an e-cigarette can be safer than using a traditional tobacco product if you have been a regular tobacco smoker for a very long time and you're having trouble quitting and you want to stop. So if you're going from a traditional tobacco product and you're stepping down and you're getting those traditional carcinogens out of your system, that is a better alternative. But what we're seeing now is that kids feel like they have to choose whenever they're in middle school and high school which nicotine product they're going to use, like it's a coming of age kind of thing, when there really was no choice they needed to take in the first place. Kids are starting to use it as if it's just something they're supposed to be doing. So they're starting themselves off with an addiction to a substance, and that's going to lead them to have that mental change where they're going to be more susceptible to addictions of other substances later in life. So addiction to anything is going to put you at a higher risk of trying other things and becoming addicted to other things. So this is just, I mean, and that's just one of the problems, right? The addiction itself. That doesn't even come and talk about all of the things that are inside of those e-cigarettes that people think is just okay. It's not water vapor.
But saying all that, at the end of the day, it's about education. It's about
right.
Educating these kids, but not just the kids. You said this, Ashley Heyer's all fair, educating the parents,
mm-hmm.
right? Having them know that what their kids are doing in school or what they do maybe in the house and the kids are, or the parents are fine with it, is not okay.
Right. It's not okay, and we try to provide opportunities for parents to learn and get the education as well, because of these myths, or, you know, we hear it all the time, at least they're not smoking cigarettes, even though they started at a very young age with vapes. We heard of, you know, parents will tell us that they buy the vapes for them when, you know, legally 21 and older for any nicotine purchase. And then there's a lack of knowledge when the parents are trying to address if they find their kids vaping, or, you know, they just have a misconception that we're trying to provide that education.
And, you know, we've only mentioned fentanyl, I think, once in this first 20 minutes, but that's obviously a major problem, not just in the state, but in this country. We had outgoing Sheriff Kevin Tolson last week. We had Tony Breeden, the week before that, the incoming sheriff, talk about the issues of fentanyl. What are you guys seeing in terms of not just the state, but the county of Lancaster when it comes to fentanyl?
So, you know, fentanyl, as you said, is a problem nationwide, and Lancaster County is no exception to that. The problem with fentanyl is because such a small dose can be so lethal. It's also cheap to, you know, to buy in large quantities. So it's being put in everything. It's being put not only in, you know, pressed pills, but here recently we've had some overdose deaths where someone thought that they were using cocaine or methamphetamines, and actually there's fentanyl in it. And so it's so hard to pin down, you know, the source and the supply, because it's everywhere. It's being put into everything. Now we have seen, you know, a decrease again in deaths, you know, in Lancaster County, and I attribute that to not only the Narcan distribution, but what the Sheriff's Department has been able to do with their narcotics task force. You know, they try to stay on top of things. They're constantly, you know, trying to again make the community safer with getting fentanyl off the street. But, you know, it's 2 steps forward, 10 steps back, it seems like, because then you have things like xylazine, you have things like carfentanil. You know, you get a handle on one substance and it just, the next thing comes about. So, you know, there's a huge amount of work that needs to be done, and it not only starts at county level, state level, national level, and we'll see, you know, what that produces.
And we'll get into that after our break. You're listening to our Straight Talk program, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Here at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week, but they do it with a special ingredient. How do they do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden,
garden, garden, garden,
garden, garden.
Back with more after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Great Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here with Straight Talk. Tyler Cupp filling in for Manning Kimmel, where we're broadcast live on Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Brought to you today by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, and, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Here with the two Ashleys, Ashley Hires of Counseling Services of Lancaster. She's the executive director, and her prevention director, Ashley Harder. And you guys have an update you wanted to talk about to your actual office. This office has gone through a lot of updates in the last couple of years. Looks so much nicer if anybody has ever drove by Main Street there in Lancaster. But what are some of these construction projects that you guys have going on?
So for those that don't know, we are located on Main Street in Lancaster, and we're actually in the building that was the very first original Bank of Lancaster that was built in the very early 1900s. So with that comes an older building, the constant need to, you know, maintain and make sure that it's safe, that it looks good, that we're providing, you know, services in a building that people feel safe in. So starting on January 2nd, we are going to undergo a major construction project. And this has to do with the structural integrity of the building. But while we are fixing the structural integrity of the building, we will also be doing a lot of renovations to the front area. So being on Main Street, you know, we take that as an honor, and we want to make sure that we're upholding, you know, what Main Street should look like. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our property. So we will be losing the use of one half, one side of our building. So we just want people to know it will look a little different in the next, you know, 8 to 12 weeks while the construction's going on. But we want to ensure people that we absolutely are open for services. Nothing is going to change with our, you know, prevention, treatment, and recovery services. And we still welcome people, you know, to come in during construction. And also when construction's done, we'd love for you to stop by and see what we've been able to do with the building.
We've got about 3 minutes here, ladies. You made a note, we were talking over the weekend about the program. You said that you guys were hoping to have an increase in medical services, I guess more partnership with probate, drug courts, more services for veterans, the detention center. Is that just kind of a county thing? What's something that you guys have to do to try to get that at Counseling Services of Lancaster?
So again, it's about building the as many partnerships as we can. And, you know, what we have figured out is that we, if other entities like probate court, drug court, veterans court, at the detention center are engaging the people we would typically serve, then we want to engage with those partners so that we can get, you know, an immediate direct line to any services that they may need, because treatment delayed is treatment denied. And so we believe in, you know, partnering, being right there. So if someone comes into the detention center, a family goes to probate court and is seeking help, we have an individual and drug court that we want to be able to be just right there on the front lines. And so we've had a great partnership with our solicitor's office and the judicial system, but also it's, you know, other members in the community. Ashley's worked very hard to get out there and provide training for school nurses, for school counselors, principals, also, you know, other nonprofit agencies like Christian Services. We've done a grandparents group. You know, we're constantly, again, you know, I want to reiterate, if somebody calls us, an organization or partner, and they want to sit down, they want us to provide training or education, we absolutely will do that, so we can continue to get the word out. We can continue to keep the community abreast of what's going on, what the new things are. This field changes so quickly that we want to make sure that we are viewed as the expertise in the field and that we are giving information that people can trust in our field.
You know, your mission, prevention, treatment, recovery, but to me, three other words that came out of this program for me is education, partnership, and communication. That seems to be what the big things are with organizations like yourselves. And, you know, we've talked about Keystone and Hazel Pittman. You guys just do amazing work. So as they're playing the music out, thank you, ladies, so much. Ashley Hires, Executive Director of Counseling Services of Lancaster. Ashley Harder is the Prevention Director at Counseling Services of Lancaster. All right, they make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2 6 days a week, and they do it with a special ingredient. We'll do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a great holiday.